Well, over the last week or so, there has been an incredible amount of reporting from Florida, and we've seen many reporters out in the middle of dangerous storm conditions to cover the storm.
Ooh, all right, here it comes. Whoa! Irma. Oh, here we go.
Yeah, we're okay out here. We're okay, but yeah, we both got whipped around just now.
The angle of approach can make all the difference, and a storm that's more parallel...
Oh. Hey, pal. He's walking his dog. We saw him last night. You got to get back inside, pal. We got the backside of the storm still to come. Please get back in.
That's CNN's Chris Cuomo telling a Naples resident to go back inside while Cuomo remains outside. Also in there, Mike Bettis with the Weather Channel, Riel Creighton with CBS Miami, and Bill Weir of CNN. Joining us now is NPR media correspondent David Folkenflik. David, you know, we've all been watching a lot of this coverage, but what do you think of how it's been done?
Look, it's strangely compelling and hard not to watch in certain ways once you flip it on. And at the same time, from a human level, you take a step back and say, what the heck are these guys doing out there in some of these points? You saw Gabe Gutierrez. I was watching, turned on over the weekend MSNBC, and it, you know, he was within a few yards of being smacked by a huge part of a tree that just crashed down. He had a little bit of shelter, but not a lot. There was a CNN reporter who missed, you know, getting hit by a street sign that came whipping through. And the point was hammered home to me when I read something, I think it was by NPR, about how zoos take safety. And they said, well, you know, the funny thing is during one of the last big storms, everything did fine in the zoo except the aviary, the birds. The netting was built to withstand a literal 4 or 5 hurricane, but it wasn't built to withstand the RV that was plucked up by the winds and sent careening through it. And I said, well, if that's the case, you know, that's going to slice up an aviary. What, you know, reporter's judgment or experience isn't going to be able to protect him or her from being hit from surprise. I think a lot more care should be taken. It's a visual story, and you could hear it even on the radio in the clips that you just played. And, you know, it serves to illustrate the force of the winds, but I think these guys take a lot of risks.
They take a lot of risks, but there's also the argument that they are doing a real service by bringing this to their viewers and also, in some cases, getting involved, as we just heard a few moments ago, with a reporter trying to help somebody out who's in trouble. And showing up in places like the Florida Keys and explaining what's going on, even before authorities get there in some cases.
Well, look, I'm not saying don't cover these storms. You have places like the Miami Herald, other major Florida papers. Some of them had to evacuate. Some of them just battened down the hatches and stuck it out. You had reporters from the New York Times being warned by their national editor, Mark Lacey, over Twitter and elsewise. Hey, don't do things going out in the middle of this. We want you to cover it. It's a different medium. They don't require video to put things on a website or put things in print in the way that they do for television. And I'm not saying don't cover it. I'm saying you have to be smart. And I think that there's a degree of recklessness. People make careers. People make their names. And there's also an adrenaline rush. And there is something of a public service. I just don't know that the extra public service has to involve people putting themselves so dramatically in harm's way.
The conservative talk radio host Rush Limbaugh and others have criticized the mainstream media for hyping the storm as a way to talk about climate change. On the other hand, some have argued that reporters are not doing enough in connecting these historic hurricanes to the effects of climate change. What do you think about how the media have been addressing that angle?
I think that it's utterly fair. It seems to me that the overwhelming consensus of scientists who study climate say that not only is it making more likely that there will be extreme weather circumstances, but that you can actually start to connect specific instances like the repeated hurricanes that we've seen just in recent days in the last couple of weeks to the fact of climate change. And that the idea that the EPA, the idea that NOAA, the idea that other government agencies shouldn't talk about this or acknowledge that because of the need to do to help reconstruct things in Florida and Texas and other places, that seems to me to be silly. Like the EPA has bigger issues to think about. This is a major one. And the idea that people are trying to politicize it doesn't render it journalistically mute.
That's NPR media correspondent David Folkenflik. David, thanks so much as always.
You bet.